Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. And before I forget, because time really flies when we record these shows, I would like to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving, which is coming up on this Thursday. So enjoy yourself. Have a beautiful day from all of us at Way Memorial Hospital. And on today's show, I have Dr. Thomas Allardyce. Good morning, Dr. Allardyce.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for joining. For those of you that may not know, Dr. Allardyce, he works for Honesdale Orthopedics under the Way Memorial Physician Specialty Group. And so, Dr. Allardyce, can you tell our listeners, how long have you been with us?
Well, I'm with Wayne now for about 13 months, and it's been terrific.
Yes, and we are so happy to have you. And do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and, like, what does an orthopedic doctor do?
Yes, well, I've been around quite a long time. I graduated from Jefferson Medical College when it was Jefferson. Now it's Sidney Kimmel. In 1990, believe it or not. So I'm going to be entering my 36th year of being a physician. But orthopedic surgeons, we take care of musculoskeletal conditions. We take care of the entire system, and that includes the bones, ligaments, tendons, joints, and muscles. And the conditions we treat are anything from metabolic to infectious to traumatic and neoplastic, meaning tumor, and degenerative conditions such as arthritis.
Wow, you cover a lot, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So, you know, as you know, in Northeast PA, we're entering our winter months, right? Can you talk about a little bit about some of the common fall hazards that we do see?
Well, get back to what we treat. This would be under the heading of traumatic events.
Yeah.
And the fall hazards are not necessarily the things that you might think in the winter, such as snow and ice, but it could be anything from a dark room, changing the furniture in a room, or doing things that put you at risk for falls. For example, in the non-winter time, we see a lot of things associated with ladders and people just overextending themselves and just not being safe in general, mm-hmm. thinking, okay, I can just reach a little bit more and nothing bad will happen. Well, unfortunately, gravity's unrelenting and it usually wins.
Right, exactly. And now's the time many people put lights up, right, for the holiday season, and therefore they may be on a ladder and they may not do that but once a year, and how dangerous that can be, correct?
That's absolutely right. In fact, I would say that in my 30 years of private practice before I got up here, that the fracture volume remains constant throughout all the seasons for just those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
People just doing things where they're not in a safe or stable position.
Right, right, exactly. And we always recommend safety no matter what you do. Are there some common injuries that you see more during the wintertime? And you just mentioned those latter ones seem to be year-round, but what about wintertime?
I would say the one uptick I see, and I've seen in my practice, and I think most people would attest to this, that it's the ankle fracture dislocation with ice and with snow. It is just, it's so common, and it is a devastating injury, and it's something that's obviously best avoided.
Mm-hmm. And you do treat those kind of injuries, correct?
Yes, we treat them here at the Wayne Memorial Hospital. It's a very common injury, but it can be very devastating. And the big fracture dislocations, or we call them the trimalleolar fracture dislocations, they all require surgery. And when you take on surgery, you're now taking on the risks and potential complications. And you have no choice.
Right.
If you have that injury, it must be treated that way.
Right, right. But again, you know, we are going to kind of talk about a little bit about prevention later on, because that's really the key, is you do not want these injuries to happen. But if you do, Honesdale Orthopedics is here for you. I'd like to kind of switch topics a little bit right now. You know, we talked about fall hazards related injuries. I'd like to also talk about kind of knee health, right? Knee weakness or instability can increase risks of falls, correct?
That's correct.
Do you have any recommendations for safety for individuals on knee or arthritis? Because I know you see a lot of those patients, don't you?
Yes, it's one of the most common operations for all orthopedic surgeons, knee procedures, whether it's knee arthroscopy for cartilage tears or knee replacement for advanced arthritis. But knee weakness and instability is common. And here's why it's common. Weakness occurs with arthritis. Once the knee starts becoming arthritic, the muscles just don't work normally. And no matter how hard you try, you can't get the muscles, meaning the quadriceps and the hamstrings, the muscles around the knee, as strong as you would like to maintain knee stability. So yes, instability does increase with arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about the ankle injuries during the winter, but sometimes that could be because sometimes the knees aren't strong, right? Besides slipping on ice and all that fun stuff that goes along with winter.
Well, unfortunately, if the knee does give way, it could be any joint that's injured and severely injured, including an ankle fracture dislocation, other common fractures, hip fractures, pelvic fractures, shoulder and wrist fractures, rotator cuff tears associated with this. So they're all part and parcel of falling process.
Right, right. Which is, again, it's kind of scary for many of us. What advice would you give listeners who want to stay active, but they worry about their knees, or maybe if they do have arthritis? What are some things that you could recommend?
Well, of course, see your physician to make an accurate diagnosis and then appropriate treatment. But just for generalization purposes, the single best thing you can do to maintain knee health is to maintain your overall health, which means regular activity, and it includes impact activity. Resting the knee is the single worst thing in the world you can do for what's called a synovial joint, a knee joint, an ankle joint, or hip joint, because arthritis actually is more prevalent in the sedentary, the people who don't do anything. So maintain your good health, which means weight. And if you maintain your weight, you lower your risk of diabetes, which is what we call a comorbidity, because that can lead to neuropathy, which puts you at increased risk for falling. And it just, it cascades from there. So maintain your overall good health, and that gives you the best chance at maintaining your knee health. But unfortunately, the single most important factor is your genetic predisposition. So you can't choose that.
No, we can't. And unfortunately, my mom had arthritis bad in her knees. And I have a twin sister just had both of her knees replaced. So I'm crossing my fingers that I could last a little longer. Because, you know, I may also have the beginnings of it. What could someone look for, like in warning, early warning signs of maybe arthritis?
Yes. Well, when we talk about a physician-patient relationship and an evaluation, the first thing you hear is the symptom. And the first symptom you're going to get is pain. So if a person has pain, that would be a reason to come see a physician and have it evaluated. And there are other symptoms such as swelling, if you can see a swollen knee, or instability. You feel like the knee's not stable. It's giving out, giving way, locking or buckling, or it just won't support you. These are common symptoms to be seeing a physician for.
And so could they just like call and make an appointment, or sometimes do they have to come through their primary care physician first or get a recommendation? Is there like a process?
No. Nowadays, the HMO is pretty much dead. So from an insurance perspective, very few plans require an authorization or a referral. You can just call us directly, and our number here is 647-0001, and we'll be happy to evaluate you.
Right, and I know we say home sale orthopedics, but you're in a couple of different locations now, aren't you?
I am an itinerant surgeon. I'm the traveler. I'm at the Barnes Cason Hospital in Susquehanna. I'm at the Mid Valley Hospital in Peckville, and I'm here at the Cherry Ridge Clinic. I guess this is Honesdale, I guess.
Right, we call it Honesdale, but yes, I think we're right close to that line of Cherry Ridge, definitely for sure. I know it's hard to, without an evaluation for someone, because there may be different levels of arthritis, but activities or exercise that are safe for someone that may have arthritis or that want to, you know, keep themselves strong?
Well, again, activity is key. And here's why. This is what happens if you're not active. If there's no impact activity and no motion. You'll get disuse, osteoporosis, muscle atrophy, and a stiff joint. And all of those things conspire against a patient and their activity level. So the single best thing is to maintain activity by whatever you want to do. Walking, running, make sure there's impact, make sure there's motion. It could be bicycling or a gym on a stationary bike or an elliptical type machine. And that way you maintain your bone mass, you maintain your muscle strength and your motion. And that's what you need to maintain knee stability and knee function.
Mm-hmm. And if someone needed like an adaptive device or like maybe a knee brace, is that something that they should maybe talk with an orthopedic about before putting something on, especially if there's more damage that they may not know about?
Yes. I would first consult with a physician because there are a lot of knee braces out there, and they're over-the-counter, and they're prescription knee braces. But by and large, these things are called unloader braces. They're really not as effective as they might be marketed to be. And the other thing is, a tight knee brace can put you at increased risk for clotting. So if you have a clot risk, that's something I would avoid at all costs. And again, first consult with a physician before you do that.
Right, which again, it is so important. So when is it time for someone to consider more advanced treatment options, like sometimes injections or even knee replacement surgery?
Yes, in fact, those two things, injections and replacement surgery, really should be the last things done. The first thing is, diet and exercise or activity modification. Patients have the option of over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, Motrin, Advil, and Aleve. Voltaren gel now is over-the-counter, and they're readily available. We can prescribe as physicians anti-inflammatories. And then there's two types of injections. There's cortisone and there's viscose supplementation. And I know the purists will say, yes, there's PRP and marrow injections, but by and large, there's two other ones. And then lastly, and always lastly, is knee replacement surgery. But you don't consider that, knee replacement or the injections, until you feel like your world is getting smaller because your knee problem's getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And if you can cope with it, you're always better off coping with it, because the surgery, it is a big deal. It's a big operation with all of the attendant complications or potential complications, and certainly we do everything to minimize it, but there's no such thing as risk-free human endeavor. Whether you're going out to clean the snow on your, off your car or going to the operating room, there's risks involved with everything, so it's not something we take lightly. So again, that's always the last thing.
Right, exactly. So I think we have like 2 minutes left. Any other recommendations that you have for our listeners today? We talked about health and wellness, how important that is, right? Exercise or staying active. And I like to hear that because I'm a very active person. Did you know that our Way Memorial Hospital, we have our in-school walking program that we recommend to, or we have it open free to the community, where people can go out. So in the winter time when there's ice or snow, school's closed, we don't have it, but it's a safe place for people to walk.
Well, I was unaware, but that is a great thing, and because I do advocate walking. In fact, probably the most important thing is, and this isn't just for people who are approaching knee replacement, but even the younger population, because osteoporosis, which puts you at risk for fracture, actually starts at a very early age. So these fractures really started 5 decades ago. You reach peak bone mass around age 20. So you want to really maintain your health early on and then continue to maintain it throughout your entire life. So unfortunately, you're paying for the sins of your past if you have severe osteoporosis when you hit the Medicare age.
I know, unfortunately. I'm not there yet, but in a couple of years I will be. I know that your team, because You've been here 13 months, right? But you do work with a great team of orthopedics as well as some physician assistants and nurse practitioners, correct?
Absolutely. We have a great team here in our offices as well as in the operating room, and it really is a privilege for me to come up here. And I tell you, they embraced me because as an older orthopedic surgeon, I really didn't think there was any role for a guy like me. Oh. I thought they'd be recruiting the people right out of the freshly minted orthopedic residency. So I feel lucky that they took me on, and I'm privileged to be here.
And we are so happy to have you here. Could you give us the phone number for the office for the Home Sale Orthopedics?
Well, our main number is just that, 570-647-0001. And if you call that main number, you can get an appointment made at any one of the satellite offices.
Correct. And again, you know, talked about joint pain, right? So any kind of joint. I know I have to give you a shout out. I saw you for my elbow. You gave me great advice and it did work and it's actually better. So pain free for a couple of months now, and I'm very happy about that. So thank you.
Well, thank you for that
little shout out there, right?
for that pitch.
Yes. Well, Dr. Allardyce, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and have a great day.